Welcome to the Acts in Africa audio recordings. This session was taught in January 2016 in Hawassa, Ethiopia by Dr. Ensign Loesia. The session is called the Pentecostal Bible School. We trust you will enjoy the teaching and would love to hear your comments. Feel free to contact us at accentafrica@agmd.org.
So today, we speak about how to have Pentecostal Bible training system.
ወይም ደግሞ የጴንጤቆስጤን አገልግሎት እምነት የሚያንቀሳቅስ የስልጠና ማዕከል ሊኖረን ያስፈልጋል.
When you look in the Bible,
በመጽሐፍ ቅዱሳችን ስናይ
there are examples there.
ብዙ ምሳሌዎች አሉ.
You will see that Samuel had the school of the prophets.
አያችሁ ሳሙኤል የነቢያት ትምህርት ቤት ነበረው.
He would move from place to place and train prophets.
አያችሁ ከቦታ ቦታ እየተንቀሳቀሰ ነቢያትን ያሰለጥን ነበር ይሄ ሰው.
If you look at Elisha,
እንዲሁም ደግሞ ኤልሳን ስታዩት,
he had a school of the prophets.
እሱም እንደዚህ የነቢያት ትምህርት ቤት ነበረው.
And he would move from place to place.
ከቦታ ቦታ እየተንቀሳቀሰ ያሰለጥናል.
Actually, Elijah also had school of prophets.
ኤልያስም ይገርማችሁ እንደዚህ አይነት ትምህርት ቤት ነበረው.
You remember when Elijah was about to be taken to heaven?
ዝላጃል ኤልያስ ሊነጠቅ ሲል ባለበት ወቅት ላይ
he told Elisha.
ኤልሳን እንዲህ አለው.
And he said, I want you to follow me because I'm going to be taken to heaven.
ለወሰድ ስለሆነ ለሄድ ስለሆነ አለው.
And they would move from place to place.
ከቦታ ቦታ እየተጓዙ ከአንድ ከተማ ወደ ሌላ ከተማ እየገቡ.
They went to Bethel, they went to Jordan.
ወደ ቤተል መጡ ወደ ዮርዳኖስ ደረሱ.
And they crossed the river Jordan.
ወንዙን ከተሻገሩ በኋላ.
At every juncture they found a band of prophets.
በሄዱበት ስፍራ ሁሉ የሚያውቋቸው ነቢያት ያገኙ ነበር.
So Elijah was visiting the campuses of his prophets, the students he was teaching.
ከመነበቡ በፊት ያገለግላቸው ሲያሰለጥናቸው የነበሩት ነቢያት እየተሰናበተ ነበር ማለት ነው. ከንተን እንትደረሱ ከንተን እንትደረሱ የሚለው ነው.
He visited the first one.
አያችሁ?
And as he was about to leave, the other students, they told Elisha. They told him and they said, do you know that our master is going to be taken? Already that revelation was there. And Elisha said, yes, I know about it. But he still went with Elijah. It is interesting, others never followed Elijah. Even when they had the revelation that Elijah is going to go, only one person followed. They go to another place. There the prophets tell Elisha, do you know our master is going to be taken? And Elisha says, I know it. But I will still follow him.
አሁንም ቢሆን መከተልን አላቆምም አላቸው.
Then they come to River Jordan.
ወደ ዮርዳኖስ ወንዝ ደረሱ.
Again they find a band of prophets.
አሁንም ነቢያት በትምህርት ቤት ውስጥ ያልተማሩ መሆን አለባቸው አገኙአቸው.
And one of them said, do you know? Our master is going to be taken from us. And he said, yes, I know it.
አዝም በልባክ ያቃሎን
እንደው. But no one followed him.
እንደሚወሰድ ቢያውቁም አንድም ሰው ቆሞ.
When they come to River Jordan, Elijah takes his cloak and strikes over the river Jordan.
የቁርጡ ቦታ ደረሱ. መጎናጸፊያውን አነሳና ኤልያስ ዮርዳኖስን ወንዝ ከፈለው.
Only one person followed.
በዛ ወቅትም አንድ ሰው ብቻ ነበር.
Because he wanted what Elijah had.
ምክንያቱም ኤልያስ ያለውን ነገር መቀበል ስለፈለገ.
He wanted the experience of the power of God.
እግዚአብሔርን ኃይልና ልምምድ ማስቀረት ፈልጎ.
The other prophets, all they wanted is a revelation without experience.
ሌሎቹ ነቢያት በየትምህርት ቤቱ ራዩ መገለጥ ነበራቸው ግን.
They had the word but no experience.
አያቱ ቃሉ ነበራቸው ነገር ግን
አልተምሩ. For us as pastors, we must have both. We must have the word. We must have the experience. That's what will make a difference. So Samuel had school. schools of prophets.
ባጥሩ ሳሙኤል የነቢያት ትምህርት ቤት ነበር።
Elijah had schools of the prophets.
የነቢያት ትምህርት ቤት ነበር።
Elisha had schools of the prophets.
ኤልያስም እንደዚህ ትምህርት ቤት ነበር።
You remember one time his school was so full of students.
አንድ ጊዜ ነው ሲያስተምር ትምህርት ቤቱ በተማሪዎች ተጨናንቋል።
And he said we need to increase our campus.
ናም ልናሰፋ ይገባል ትምህርት ቤታችንን አሉ።
They decided to cut trees out along the river bank.
ከዛ ወደ ወንዝ ወርደው እንጨት ቆርጠው ትምህርት ቤታቸው ሊያስፋፉ
So Elisha went with them.
ና ኤልያስ ኤልሳም ከነሱ ጋር ወጥቶ ነበር ወደ ጫካ።
And one young prophet was cutting and all of a sudden the axe head came out of his axe and went into a river.
ከተማሪዎቹ ከነቢያት ተማሪዎቹ መካከለ አንዱ እንጨት እየቆረጠ ያለ ወለቀና ውሃ ውስጥ ገባ።
And he cried out that he said it was a foreign one, please help me.
ተነደቀና ወዮ ጉዴ ፈላለ።
And Elijah said, where did it fall?
ኤልሳም ከዛ አይዞ አትጥዋለ ተዋስኩት ነው
እንጨት። He cut one stick and threw it in there and the axe head which was heavier came up floating.
አብራቸው ነበርና ኤልሳ እንጨት ቆረጠና ጣለው እንጨቱ ሰመጠ ብረቷ ተንሳፈፈች።
They were enlarging their campus.
ያን ጊዜ ወደ ጫካ ሄደው እንጨት ቆረጡ ትምህርት ቤታቸውን ለማስፋፋት።
So we see in the Bible that they are examples of training systems.
አያችሁ የስልጠና ተቋማት ነበራቸው።
Jesus had a training system.
እንዲሁም ጌታ ኢየሱስ የስልጠና ተቋም ነበር።
Mark chapter 3 verse 13, 14 and 15.
አያችሁ ማርቆስ ምዕራፍ 3 ቁጥር 13 እና 14 ምዕራፍ 14 ስትመለከቱ የስልጠና ስርዓት ነው።
In this text the Bible says
መጽሐፍ ቅዱስ ይናገራል
After Jesus had prayed the whole night.
ጌታ ኢየሱስ ለሊቱ ሙሉ ከጸለየ በኋላ
During that time
በቀን ላይ
he came and chose those he wanted.
እናም የፈለጋቸውን ደግሞ የመረጣቸውን መረጣቸው ይላል።
He appointed them 1 2 3 4 5 until he had 12.
አዝራውለቱን መረጠና ሾማቸው።
And then he says, I want you to be with me.
ከኔ ጋር እንድትሆኑ ፈልጋለሁ አለ።
I want you to follow me.
እንድትከተሉኝ ፈልጋለሁ።
Then thereafter,
ከዛ በኋላ
I'll send you to preach
ወንጌልንም ሰብክላችኋለሁ።
The good news of the kingdom.
መልካም ዜና መንግስተ ሰማይ ቀርባላችሁ።
To heal the sick.
ሕመምተኞችን እንድትፈውሱ።
To cast out demons.
አጋንንቶችን እንድታስወጡ።
For freely you've received.
በነፃ የተቀበላችሁትን።
And freely you must give.
በነፃ በመስጠት እንድታገለግሉ።
For 3.5 years.
ለሶስት ዓመት ተኩል ያህል።
Jesus laid a school.
ኢየሱስ ትምህርት ቤት የስልጠና ትምህርት ቤት አዘጋጅቶ አሰልጠነ።
It was a school on the road.
በመንገድ ላይ የተዘጋጀ ትምህርት።
Everywhere he went he taught them.
በሚሄድበት ስፍራ ሁሉ የሚያስተምርበት።
They would see examples from him.
በሲሰሙት ምሳሌ አገኛሉ።
They would ask him questions.
ጥያቄም ይጠይቁት ነበር።
Sometimes
አንዳንድ ጊዜ
in out of their frustration
ተስፋ መቁረጣቸውንም ያያል።
Jesus would give them a lesson.
እንደገና በዛ ተስፋ መቁረጥ ላይ ያስተምራቸው።
You remember one time?
አንድ ጊዜ እንደዚህ አላቸው።
He was with them on the sea.
መንገድ ላይ ማነው በባህር ዳርቻ ላይ ነበር።
And there was storm on the sea.
ናም ማዕበል ተነሳ።
And he was asleep.
እሱ ደግሞ ወደ ውስጥ ተኝቶ ነበር።
And they were so afraid.
ተደነቁ።
They went and shook him.
ከዛ ሮጦ ሄደው ቀሰቀሱት።
You know, it's so surprising. Jesus was able to sleep in the storm.
ሚገርመው በማዕበል መካከል የሚተኛም አምላክ ነው።
He was amazing.
ማዕበል ማስደነገጠ።
There is a storm, he's asleep.
ማዕበል ያናውጣ።
A lot of us when there is a storm we don't sleep.
ሰላም ማዕበል ኖሮ እንዴት እንደዚህ ይዛቸዋል?
But Jesus when there is a storm he's asleep.
አያት ማዕበል ጌታ ኢየሱስ
ነው። So they go shaking.
ማቆና መቀሰቀሱ።
Why are you asleep?
ጌታ ወይ የጠፋን ያለ ወይ?
Don't you care that we are perishing?
አራ አስተአድነ።
He wakes up.
ከሳ።
And he says, how long will I be with you?
እስከመቼ ድረስ ከእናንተ ጋር ሆኖ?
You made of little faith.
እናንተ ቆይ እምነት ልጆች ልትሆኑ ይገባችኋል።
What he was saying is, I've taught you this lesson already.
እንዴ ትምህርት እኮ አስተምሬያችኋለሁ። እንዲህ አይነት ነገር ሲገጥማችሁ እንዴት መመለስ?
Okay, for the sake of you, it's a revision, I'm going to do it.
እሺ እናንተ አሁን መቀበል ስላቃታችሁ እኔ አሁን
He looks at the storm.
ማዕበሉን ዝም አሰኛለሁ አለ።
And he says, peace, be still.
ማዕበል አትበል አለ።
And the storm comes down.
ማመኑስ
ታዲያ እንደ ፖት ደ ናው አፍሬድ ኦፍ ሂም
አሁን ማለትም እንደደቀም ታምጡ ፈሩት
ዴ ስታርት አስኪንግ ኳሽን
ከዛ ቀጥሎ ጥያቄ ያነሱለት
ሁ ኢዝ ዚስ ማን Even the storm can hear him. Lessons from Jesus, they are so strange. He can even speak to the storm. He can be able to tell the storm, be still. Jesus had strange lessons. He could speak to trees. That's what the Pentecostal is. He can speak to stones.
Ah.
You know, as Pentecostals, we can even speak to cars. A car is not working, we speak to it. We just believe by faith that God is going to perform the miracle. If Jesus was able to do it, we can do it.
Hallelujah.
He was able to speak to trees. He was able to speak to stones. But this was a training school. 3.5 years. Some lessons he repeated. Some lessons he was frustrated in teaching them. You remember one time he took John, Peter, and James, they went to a mountain.
Jonas, Johannesson, Petrosen, and Jacob were terrorized.
You remember that day? You know, he's transfigured there, he's changed, he's transformed. Peter says, we need just to remain on the mountain. It's so glorious on the mountain. But Jesus says, no, we have to go down. As they go down, they find that there's a crowd. One thing that you find, he said the other disciples were trying to cast out a demon. And they had failed. They were casting out the demon out of a young boy, but they had failed. So the parents of the boy came to Jesus. And they said, Master, he brought our son to your disciples, but they can't help. Jesus. He looks at the boy and he commands the spirit to come out. And immediately the child falls down on the ground and there is peace in the child. And he raises him up. And they are all surprised. Now, as they are alone with Jesus, they ask him, what's the difference? We prayed. The demon didn't go out. But you prayed. You've cast out the demon. And the demon has gone out. What's the difference? Jesus Christ gives them a lesson. He says, this kind, it comes out only by prayer and fasting. He is teaching. They are on the road, but it's a training school. So we see that Bible school training is critical. I'm so glad that at this place, at this church, there is a training school that happens. The pastor told me that there is a training school that happens here. And that people come to this place. There are already 25 people in this training program. This is critical and it's important. I have given you the biblical precedents, examples about training. So how can we run our training system?
Yes, በምን መልኩ እንምራቸው?
How should it be different from other training systems?
ለሎች ስልጠና ማዕከላት በምን ይለይ?
Number 1,
አንደኛ,
this training system should have a very clear mission. Its mission is to equip spirit-empowered, biblically trained leaders. Number 1, its mission should be clear. We are here to train people in the power of the Holy Spirit. There are people that shall be biblically informed. They shall be people very committed to fulfill the mission of God. So we are not playing jokes. Our mission is clear. It's a Pentecostal training system. Very, very clear. Do not confuse the things. What is the purpose of the training system? To train people in the work of the Holy Spirit. They should be full of the word of God. They should have a focus on the mission of God. To preach the good news to all peoples. To take the gospel to the people that have never heard about it. So its mission should be very clear. Amen. So I ask the leaders here in this region, is the mission of the training system very clear? Because if we are not clear, we are going to be involved in everything. So the minor things will end up becoming major things. We'll be discussing issues that are not important. And we will lose focus to what God wants us to do. So the training program should have a clear mission. It should be very pointed on training strong leaders. If we don't produce leaders, the growth will be limited. The speed will be slowed. The leaders are critical. Everything rises and falls on leadership. Weak leaders produce weak organizations. You reproduce after your kind. A weak leader produces weak disciples. You reproduce after your kind. Jesus said, I want you to be with me. Watch me. Then I'll send you. They were supposed to learn from Jesus. Despite how they came, they were going to be produced as a great people. Look at the disciples of Jesus. Thomas, a doubting person, who doubted most of the times. He even doubted that Jesus had risen from the dead. Look at Peter. He used to speak before he thought. He was so quick. Because Before his mind was in gear, he had spoken already. All the disciples, they were not the best when they came to Jesus. John and James.
Johannes and Jacob.
These people were firebrands. You remember one time Jesus was rejected in one city?
And because band katama Jesus na nikabalem bilaw katamo siamis.
Do you know what they said? Men nda takalla. Let's call fire from heaven.
Lemon sata to
burn the cities.
Sika kali he katama.
Sons of thunder.
Ay nazi ya never go to lijoch nacho.
Every one of them. Judas Iscariot. He used to steal money from the bank. Matthews. Tax collector. Every one of them. You remember one of them was called a zealot?
And kanatanya itawalo so.
You know what a zealot was? They were suicide bombers. That's a zealot. They used to carry daggers along their thighs. They find the Roman soldier. And one of them was a zealot. So don't ever think these people came very nice. But when they stayed with Jesus for 3.5 years, they were so transformed. When the power of the Holy Spirit came upon them, the Bible says everywhere they went, cities stayed upside down.
And the
people would say, they recognized they were with Jesus. There was something about them. Because of the training of Jesus. Jesus was very clear about his training. No confusion about it. In Luke chapter 4 verse 18, he gave his manifesto, his mission.
And he
says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
For
he has anointed me to preach the good news to the poor. He was very clear.
What?
To set the captives free. To release those that are in prison. To declare the year of the Lord. Is your training system very clear? Is it very clear? Similarly, in your church, when you train people, when you do Sunday school, how clear is the vision of the training system in your church? What do you want to produce at the end of your training? So the mission should be very clear.
Amen.
So turn to your neighbor and tell them your mission of training should be clear.
Amen.
Number two. There should be a specific ethos in a training system. What is the atmosphere in a training system? If you came at the training place, what will you sense? What will characterize the way the teachers teach? What wraps the whole training system? If you look at Jesus, his passion was for people to be touched by the gospel, healed,
እንዲፈወሱ
delivered
ነፃ እንዲወጡ
transformed
እንዲለወጡ
and set on their way to heaven
እንዲሁም የእግዚአብሔር መንግስት ወራሽ እንዲሆኑ ያነበረ ነው
it's very clear is ethos is everything that we extend the mission of God
የእግዚአብሔርን ተልእኮ እንደዚህ ያደርጋል ብሎ ሲነሳ ግን ነበር
very clear
ግን ሆነ ግን
so what is the ethos in the training system
የዚህ የትሬኒንግ ወይም የስልጠና ማዕከሉ እምነት ምን ለማለት ነው
so we should have a training system that we encourage people to seek the presence and power of God
የእግዚአብሔር ኃይልና መከነት የሚናፍቅ በእግዚአብሔር መንፈስ መገኘትና አብሮነት ሙላቱን ማየት ይፈልጋል
every program
እያንዳንዱ የትምህርት ስራ
every course
እያንዳንዱ course
when you are applying you have to apply two things
ሁለት ነገሮች ላይ ልትኩረት ያደርጉ ይገባል
the mission of God
የእግዚአብሔርን ተልእኮና
and the power of God
የእግዚአብሔርን ኃይል
you are teaching on homiletics
yeah አሰባበክን ዘዴ ስታስተምሩ
always tell the students
ሁለት ነገሮች ተማሪዎች ያገኙ ይገባል
when you preach
ስታስተምሩ
Emphasize the mission of God.
የእግዚአብሔርን ተልእኮ አሳዩ.
Emphasize the power of God.
የእግዚአብሔርን ኃይልን ይገልጹ ነው.
Depend on the power of God.
የእግዚአብሔር ኃይል ላይ እንዲደገፉ.
Call people to salvation.
የእግዚአብሔርን ማስተማር እንዲችሉ.
Every course in the Bible school.
በትምህርት ቤቱ መጽሐፍ ቅዱስ ስልጠናው ተቋም ሁለቱን ነገሮች አትዝሩ.
The curriculum should be very clear.
የትምህርቱም ስርዓት ግልጽ ሊሆን ያስፈልጋል.
It's not just the ethos, but the curriculum.
እምነቱን ብቻ ተውትና ፍራአተ ተመርቶንም ተመልከቱ
the courses that you teach
የምታስተምሩ ትምህርት
yes should focus on the mission of God
yes ያለህን ተልእኮ ትኩረት ያደረገ መሆን አለበት
they should focus on the power of the holy spirit
የመንፈስ ቅዱስ ኃይልን ትኩረት ያደረገ መሆን አለበት
and because of this
ከዚህም የተነሳ
you have to be very clear about which teachers you bring in the bible school
ወደ ትምህርት ቤት ስልጠናው መጣው የሚያሰለጥኑ አስተማሪዎች እነማን እንደሆኑ ልታስቡበት ይገባል
so regional pastor I want to challenge you the people that teach in the bible school are critical
የክልላችንን መሪ በዚህ ሰዓት በጣም አደራለሁ ፈልጋለሁ በዚህ ተቋም መጣው የሚያስተምሩ አስተማሪዎች ወሳኝ ናቸው
don't bring people who are failed
ዘመን ብለው ትምህርት ተምረዋል የተባሉ ሰዎችን አታምጣ
because teachers are mentors and models
ምክንያቱም አስተማሪዎች አሰልጣኞች ናቸው ምሳሌም ናቸው
bring people with a success story
በጥሩ ምሳሌ ሚሊዮን የሚችሉ ታሪክ ያላቸው ምስክርነት ያላቸው ናቸው
people that will bring experience to the bible school
ለምምዳቸው ሊያጋቡብን የሚችሉ ጥሩ ለምምዳቸው
now I'll be honest with you
እኔ አንድ ነገር ግልጽ ወኝ ልንገራችሁ
you are running an extension bible school maybe you don't have full time bible teachers
እዚህ ዲፕሎማት ምን ትይ ስታስተምሩ ምናልባት ሙሉ ጊዜ አሁን ሰጥቶም ያስተምር አስተማሪ ጥቂት ሊሆን ይችላል
I've been part of the teaching system of the bible school for many years
ለብዙ ዘመን እኔ በመጽሐፍ ቅዱስ ትምህርት ቤት እስከዛሬ ድረስ እያስተማርኩ ነው ያለው
like I said they came Danny and Sandy they came in 1993
now no Malawi Danny na balebetacho sindi wede Malawi yezara kawai metto nabu
we came in 1994
ba 1994 ba frenjochu
malawi and since 1994 I've been part of the training system
kaza ka amas jemro eske zare dres yeza timirtbet
at all kinds of levels
agar nacho yakelgalalu
now what happens is that usually the bible school teachers are not well paid
ታውቃላችሁ የመጽሐፍ ቅዱስ ትምህርት ቤት አስተማሪዎች ጥሩ ክፍያ ያገኙ
it's just the nature of the system
በቃ የስራቱ ተጽኖ ነው
people if the bible school is within a city
በከተማ ውስጥ ያሉ የመጽሐፍ ቅዱስ አስተማሪዎች
usually a pastor in the city gets more money than a bible school teacher
ከመጽሐፍ ቅዱስ ትምህርት ቤት አስተማሪ ይልቅ የአጥቢያ ቤተክርስቲያን መሪዎች የተሻለ ክፍያ አላቸው
the pastor is getting the tithes
ምክንያቱም መጋቢው አስራትና መባላቸው
the members of the church they visit him and they bless him
የቤተክርስቲያን አባላት ቤት ሄደው ይጎበኙታል ስጦታም
ካለ the bible school teacher is just receiving a little bit of money
የመጽሐፍ ቅዱስ አስተማሪ ግን አንድ ብቻውን ነው ትንሽ ክፍያ ሊሆን
so it's not very attractive to be a full time bible school teacher
የመጽሐፍ ቅዱስ ትምህርት ቤት አስተማሪ መሆን ሰዎችን አያበረታታም
in africa no it's not very attractive
ላ አፍሪካውያን በጣም ትልቅ ተራራ ነው
unless the national church becomes very deliberate to put money supporting the Bible school teachers. So where there is no money, you don't usually attract better teachers.
ጥሩ ክፍያ በሌለበት ጥሩ አስተማሪዎችን ለማግኘት በጣም አስቸጋሪ ነው። ይሄ እውነት ነው።
So the people who come to teach in the Bible school, if they are very strong teachers, they do it because of sacrifice.
አያቱ አንዳንድ ጠንካራ ምሳሌ የሚፈልጉ ሰዎች እንኳን መጽሐፍ ቅዱስ ትምህርት ሲያስተምሩ ካያቸዋቸው ዋጋ እየከፈሉም እንዳሉ
መስሎ። So I challenge the leaders to put money for teachers.
እንግዲያው ዛሬ በጣም ማበረታታችሁ ነገር ለነዚህ አስተማሪዎች ያስፈጅቱላችሁ.
Attract the best to come.
ጥሩ አስተማሪዎች እንዲመጡ ጥሩ ነገር ማድረግ አለባችሁ.
So because we do not have a lot of money in the training system.
በትሬኒንግ ስርዓታችን ውስጥ ጥሩ ገንዘብ ስለሌለ ፋይናንስ ስለሌለ
we end up having weak teachers to come and teach.
መጥተው የሚያስተምሩት አስተማሪዎች ደካማ ናቸው የሚያፈሩትም ደካማ ይሆናል.
Because we have nothing to lose.
ባካ ከሚቀር ተብሎ ነው ብዙ ጊዜ የሚደረገው.
So we attract people who have moved from church to church and they have killed churches.
ለባካ ከቤተክርስቲያን ወደ ቤተክርስቲያን በመዘዋወር መስመር የሚይዙ ሰዎች እናፈራለን.
You take him to this church?
ዛሬ ዛሬ ቤተክርስቲያን ይላሉ?
The church had 100 people.
መቶ ሰው ሊኖረው ይችላል ያቺ church.
By 5 years the church has started going into reverse revival.
ምናልባት በአምስት ዓመት መንፈስ ቅዱስ እንቅስቃሴ
የሚባለው 100 people have become 40 people.
ምናልባት 100 የነበሩት ወደ 60 ሊቀንሱ ይችላሉ.
And then you say he is going to kill it, move him to go to another church.
መሪው ችግር ነው ወደ ሌላ ቤተክርስቲያን አዛውሩት ይባላል. ከዛ
it has a church for 2 years.
ከዛ ሁለት ዓመት ይቆያል.
It has 30 people.
30 ሰዎችን ይይዛል.
In another year it has 15 people.
ከዛ 30 ወደ 15 ይቀንሳል.
So from church to church is killing churches.
አያችሁ ያንን ከቤተክርስቲያን ወደ ቤተክርስቲያን ስታዛውሩት
he's not growing them but he's reducing them.
አሳድጋቸው ይቀንሳቸዋል ይልቁንም.
But the man is a good man.
አያችሁ ይሄው ግን ጥሩ እኮ ነው እንላለን.
He hasn't committed adultery.
ኃጢአት አልሰራም.
He hasn't stolen money.
ገንዘብ አልሰረቀም.
He looks okay. And the leaders, they say, what are we going to do with this man? Let's take him to the Bible school. That's what we do. So we take him to the Bible school. Because at the Bible school, he's not going to kill anyone. It's not a church. The students, they go back to their churches. But we forget
ነገር ግን አንድ ይርሳል.
That he is going to transfer the ethos. He's going to transfer his spirit.
አያት መንፈሱን ለሄዶ የሚያጋራው ዘት ምን ይልም ይሄ?
He comes in the class.
ከዛት ምን ይሄድና ታውለ ተማሪዎቹ?
He's not excited about his course.
በረ ሚማራቱም ታይደሰትም.
He comes to class like they are forcing him.
በቃ ትምህርት ቤት ይሄደው በግድ መሆኑን ይናገራል.
He's not excited about it.
ተቀጥቶ አለመፈለጉን ነው የሚናገረው.
Brothers and sisters.
ወንድሞቼና እህቶቼ.
You reproduce after your kind.
እናንተም የመሰለ ሰው ነው የምትወልዱት ብያችኋለሁ.
A strong pastor produces strong leaders.
ጠንካራ መሪ ጠንካራ መሪዎችን ያፈራል.
It is not magic.
ጥንቦላ ወይም ደግሞ
you reproduce after your kind.
ራሳችሁን የመሰለ በመጣት አይደለም.
If you are weak,
the coach ሆናችሁ
the possibility is that people who come through your church, most of them, they will not be strong disciples.
ከቆጭ ሆናችሁ አማራ ደቀመዝሙር ያፈራሉ ማለት አትችሉም.
It is not magic.
እንደራቀ የምታሃድ አይደለም.
It is just a system.
ስራአት ነው.
So I challenge you, let's put strong pastors, strong teachers in the Bible school.
በስልጠና ማዕከሎቻችን ጠንካራ መሪዎችን የሚያፈሩ አስተማሪዎችን ጅምጡልን.
People that will train well.
ጥሩ ህዝቦችን የሚያሰለጥኑ.
People who challenge others.
ሌሎችን እንትን የሚያደርጉ የሚቀርጹ.
I do not know whether you have a chapel service in your Bible school.
በትምህርት ቤታችሁ? Yes, we have.
Okay. Chapel is critical.
በትጥና ተቋሞቻችን የጋራ የጊዜ ሊኖርን ያስፈልጋል.
Because in the chapel that's where we demonstrate, that's where we practice what we learned in classes.
በዛ የጸሎትና የስብከት ወቅት ላይ በክፍል ውስጥ የተማርነው ተግባር ላይ የምናውለው ስለሆነ ወሳኝ ነገር ነው.
You allow students to pray for the sick.
ለታመሙ ሰዎች እንዲጸልዩ የሚፈቀድበት
allows students to seek the power of God in the chapel.
ኃይል በቻፕሉስ እግዚአብሔርን ኃይል እንጠራበት.
You allow students to see how people preach.
ሰዎች እንዲሰብኩ ሲሰብኩ ምን አይነት ስብከት መስበክ እንዳለባቸው መታሰልጥሙበት መድረክ ነው.
The chapel is important.
ስለዚህ ያ የጽሞና ጊዜ በትምህርት ቤት
ነው. So teachers are supposed to be in the chapel.
ጠቃሚ መሆን አለባቸው. ስለዚህ አስተማሪዎቹ በቻፕሉስ መግባት
አለባቸው. If the teacher is not always in the chapel, fire him.
በዚ በጸሎ ሰዓት አብሮ ከተማሪዎች ጋር የማይጸልይ አስተማሪ ካለ አሰናብቱ.
If they say, oh, I want to do is to teach without being in the chapel, they are not fit to be in the Bible school.
ልንገራችሁ በጣም ጽሞና ሰዓት አብሮ ከተማሪዎች ጋር የማይሆን አስተማሪና ይልቁንም ላስተምር የሚል ሰው ከሆነ ለዛ ትምህርት ቤት የማይፈልግ ሰው መሆኑ.
Because students must see how the teacher prays.
ልንገራችሁ አስተማሪው እንዴት እንደሚጸልይ ማየት ይፈልጋሉ ተማሪው.
Students must see how the teacher prays for the sick.
ለሚያማቸው ሰዎች አስተማሪው እንዴት እንደሚጸልይ ተማሪዎች ማየት ይፈልጋሉ.
Students should see how the teacher, you know, is moved by the power of God to exercise gifts of the spirit.
አስተማሪው በእግዚአብሔር መንፈስ ተነድቶ የመንፈስ ቅዱስ ስጦታዎችን ሲገልጥ ተማሪዎች ማየት ይፈልጋሉ.
They should demonstrate how you receive the word of knowledge.
በእውቀት ቃል ሲያገለግል ማየት ይፈልጋሉ.
How you interpret tongues.
የበልሳን የተነገረው ሲተረጉም ማየት ይፈልጋሉ.
Teachers should be in the chapel and demonstrate these things.
አስተማሪዎች በጉባኤው ወይም ደግሞ በዚህ በተማሪዎች የጽሞና ሰዓት መገኘት አለባቸው.
So the mission should be clear.
እንገራችሁ ተልእኮ ግልጽ መሆን
አለበት. The efforts should be evident in the lives of the teachers and the students and everything.
የተማሪዎቹ ያስተማሪው የእምነት ሁኔታ አቋም አንድ አይነት መሆን አለበት.
The curriculum should be missional and pentecostal.
እንዲሁም ደግሞ ስርዓተ ትምህርቱ ሚሽናዊና ጴንጤቆስታዊ መሆን አለበት.
The last thing,
የመጨረሻው ነገር,
the spiritual life of a training system.
የስልጠናው ተቋም መንፈሳዊ ህይወቱ መጠናት አለበት.
The Bible training system should have a process of formation, spiritual formation.
የመጽሐፍ ቅዱስ ትምህርት ቤት ህይወት የአካባቢ ማህበረሰብ
የሚለወጥበት
ህይወት ነው.
The students' life should be formed spiritually.
የውላችሁ የትምህርት ቤቱ ተማሪዎች ህይወታቸው የሚቀየርበት ስፍራ ነው.
In a residential Bible school there is always a joke.
እንደ በመጽሐፍ ቅዱስ ትምህርት ቤት አንድ የሚታወቅ ጆክ አለ ወይ ማስቂ ነገር አለ.
They say it this way.
እንደዚህ ይላሉ.
The Bible school can either make you backslide or it can make you very revived.
አሃ እንደዚህ ይላሉ. እኔ መንፈስ ቅዱስ አያሰልኩ የሚሉት ትምህርት ቤቶች የሚጠቅሱት ነገር ነው. መጽሐፍ ቅዱስ ትምህርት ቤት ስትሄዱ ወይ ጌታን ትተዋላችሁ ወይ በመንፈስ ትለኮሳላችሁ ይላሉ.
You can come hot.
በጣም ወይ ትለኮሳላችሁ.
And get out cold.
ወይም ደግሞ ትቀዘቅዛላችሁ ይላሉ.
Or you can come in cold and get out hot.
ምናልባት ቀዝቅዛችሁ መጣችሁ ተቀጣጥራችሁ ትወጣላችሁ.
So if you allow the students just only to be tied to the books and their spiritual lives are not being awakened and revived, they will go out cold.
በትምህርት ቤት ውስጥ ወይም ደግሞ በስልጠና ተቋማቻችን ተማሪዎች ከመጽሐፍ ጋር ብቻ ቆሎ ውሏቸው ቀዝቅዘው እንደሚወጡ አትጠራጠሩ.
So the character of the student should be formed in the training
school. ትምህርት ቤት ውስጥ የተማሪዎችን ባህሪ ይቀረጻል.
Challenge them towards integrity.
በእምነት ታማኝነት በእውቀት በእነዚህ አጫዎችም ደግሞ ልትቀጥዋቸው ይገባል.
The system should challenge people towards being trustworthy.
ስርዓቱ ታማኝ ሰዎችን የሚያፈራ ስርዓት መሆን አለበት.
How do they handle finances?
ገንዘብን እንዴት እንደሚይዙ ገንዘብ አያያዝ ላይ ሊታመኑ እንዲችሉ.
So character formation is critical in the Bible school training system.
በትምህርት ቤት ውስጥ የአገልጋዮች ባህሪ ይሰራል.
They should seek the power and the presence of God.
የእግዚአብሔር መገኘትና ኃይል የተሞላ ባህሪ ይኖራቸው.
They should be yielded to the Holy Spirit who should be telling them, don't go this way, go this way.
ወገኖች ልበልባቸው መንፈስ ቅዱስ ይሄንን ታው ይሄንን አድርግ ብሎ የሚመራቸው ለመንፈስ ቅዱስ ቅርብ የሆነ ባህሪ ሊኖራቸው ይገባል.
Train the students to hear the voice of the spirit.
የእግዚአብሔር መንፈስ ድምጽ የሚሰማ ጆሮ ሊኖራቸው መቀረጽ አለባቸው.
Very critical. Jesus Christ said, "My sheep hear my voice."
ኢየሱስ ሲናገር በጎቼ ድምጼን ይሰማሉ አለ.
And they follow me.
ደግሞ ይከተሉኛል አለ.
At a tender place, tender age in the training system, people should be trained to hear the voice of the spirit.
ስልጠና ተቋም በዚህ ደረጃ ላለን አገልጋዮች የእግዚአብሔርን ድምጽ የምንሰማ
spiritual lives should be transformed.
መንፈሳዊ ህይወታችን የተለወጠና የተቀየረ መሆን አለበት.
So our training system.
የስለዚህ ስልጠና ስርዓታችን.
As a region.
በዚህ ክልል እንደ ስልጠና
ተቋም. Our training system.
የስልጠና ተቋማችን.
In your local churches.
በቤተክርስቲያን ባክያዎቻችን.
Should have a clear mission.
ግልጽ ተልእኮ ሊኖረን ይገባል.
The ethos should be evident that it is a spiritual ethos.
የስልጠና ተቋሙና የአጥቢያዎቻችን የእምነት መግለጫችን ሊታወቅ ይገባል.
The curriculum should be missional and pentecostal.
ስርዓተ ትምህርታችን ደግሞ ሚስዮናዊና እንዲሁም ደግሞ ፔንቴኮስታዊ መሆን አለበት.
And it should emphasize the character formation and spiritual formation of every person who goes through it.
የምታገለግሉትና የሚገለገሉትን ሰዎች ባህሪና ማንነት ሊለወጥ ይገባል በዚህ ሰዓት.
Let's all stand up.
ሁላችንም እንቆም እናንተም.
I want us to pray first
and the ጸሎት እንጸልይ
for the training system that happens at this place.
በዚህ ክልል አንድ የስልጠና ተቋም አለ ስለዚህ ስልጠና ተቋም እንጸልይ.
God is going to be a very powerful training system.
በዚህ ምድር አስደናቂ ለውጥ የሚያመጣ ተጽኖ የሚያመጣ ትሬኒንግ ሴንተር ነው.
People come from all the region knowing there is a power of the Holy Spirit in the Bible.
ያሉ አገልጋዮች ሁሉ መጥተው የሚሰሩበት ስፍራ እንዲሆን.
And your training system in your local church.
እንዲሁም ደግሞ በአጥቢያ ደረጃ ያለ ትምህርት ስርዓት.
It shall be powerful.
በጣም ወሳኝ ነው.
Let's lift up our hands and pray.
ኃይልን እንዲያላብሰን